Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Today, I am sharing my 9 reasons why returning to running and high-intensity workouts after your doctor clears you for exercise after baby can slow down your weight loss after baby. So stick around. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. This episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast is coming from my new and updated and revived Facebook group that you're going to want to join. I'm going to link it in the show notes. It's the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Support Group. So search that on Facebook. It should come up. Just request to join. I'd love to have you. Once a week, I do a little mini challenge. I share recipes and bust some myths about pregnancy and postpartum fitness and nutrition. So if you are looking for some new exciting recipes, you're going to want to join this Facebook group. Let's get into the topic today. And again, I am talking about reasons why you should not jump in to something like running, plyometrics, high intensity training, CrossFit, Orange Theory. On that, you go to the doctor gives you clearance to work out. That does not mean you should jump right into high intensity training. That means you're supposed to ease in. You're supposed to start to rebuild the foundation of your body, bulletproof and strengthen and reestablish the connection, that mind-body connection that was lost. So the goal there is to start slow. Don't just jump back into what you were doing because on the last week of your pregnancy, you were still running and doing CrossFit. Does not mean that just because the doctor gave you clearance, that he gave you clearance to go back to do that stuff per se. The whole theme of this is that it can cause injury and problems that are going to really slow down what you were trying to work towards in the first place. So whether that is a weight loss goal, whether you wanted to jump back into competition, maybe you do this for mental health, but without the foundations established first, you're just going to end up derailing yourself. You won't be able to work out. And what's worse than doing more boring rehab type of exercises? That's not being able to exercise at all. So my goal is to make sure that I communicate with you that your workouts might look a little different for this short term, this fourth trimester, whatever it is for you, we're rebuilding and reestablishing your foundation. So the 9 reasons, and I'm sure there's more. This is just what I've come up with. It's not going to be a 2-hour show. I could probably make this a 2-hour show. I could probably talk about each of these 9 things for 1 hour by themselves or more. So I'm just going to kind of give you a little bit of a taste. But if you want more details, that is what the Facebook group is for. Send me a DM or ask me a question in the Facebook group. And I love starting a conversation about this. If you want more clarification, that's where we're going to have that conversation. So let me go through these 9 points and then I'll dive into each and every one of these. Okay. The 9 reasons why returning to running and high intensity training after your doctor clears you to work out after baby, why this could totally derail your fitness goals. And 1 are things like diastasis, 2 prolapse, leakage, hernia, your laxed ligaments is another one, the fatigue that you're dealing with, breathing patterns, and the fact that doctors and trainers about postpartum fitness are a little bit clueless. That is number 9. And I'll also mention a little solution here if you wanted to stick around for that. So first, diastasis. And it is true that every woman, when they get to the end of their pregnancy, has a diastasis of some extent. Now, that will, for a lot of moms, that'll go away naturally. But for a lot of moms, it'll actually take a lot of work and a lot of extra exercises and training. And there's a lot of, you know, modifications involved with that. Now, diastasis, if you've never heard of diastasis before, if you can imagine your abs, your six-pack abs, you've got your right side rectus muscle, your left side rectus muscle, and there is some connective tissue between those two. Now, what happens as you get larger, that is going to open up and spread. It's just a natural part. And so what the goal is here is a lot of times, not only is that diastasis, sometimes aesthetically it's not pleasing, but a lot of times it can be a functional problem. So a problem where you are unable to generate some strength and power or manage some pressure in your abdominal region and cause some more functional problems, making it difficult for you to execute certain movements. It may not be pretty, but for a lot of women, it gives them a lot of trouble in a functional standpoint. And, you know, when it comes to our workouts, you want to make sure that from a functional standpoint, this is rectified before you go on and do some crazy workouts. Because what can happen if you're doing some crazy high intensity workouts, some pull-ups, push-ups, some crunches, that can make this even worse and cause you some more problems down the line. And I have a lot of episodes about diastasis. So if you want to learn more, go through all my episodes. I have a lot of blog posts specifically about diastasis. And I also have a few programs for women who are trying to heal and recover after diastasis. The second is going to be hernia, these umbilical hernias that can pop out of nowhere is what a lot of moms say, because that ab area, especially right by the belly button, has become weakened because of, you know, pregnancy and overstretching and weakening. But what happens if you're jumping into crazy exercises after baby, it's a weak spot. So what happens with, like, if you think of a bag of chips, now, if you squeeze a bag of chips like dead in the center, where is the weakest point of the bag? Well, the weakest point of the bag is where it's sealed. So you squeeze that bag of chips, and you've probably tried this before when you're younger, it just explodes out the top. And from a visual standpoint, that's kind of what a hernia is. It's the inside contents exploding outside of the body. Not so pretty. So when you're doing a pull-up for the first time after you've had a baby and that umbilical area is a little bit weak, you go and you're doing a pull-up and everything squeezes and everything like expands out and all this air pressure works its way. And what happens? It explodes out the weakest part of your body. And so that's how umbilical hernias come about. And don't jump into crazy exercises, you know, because of that. We want to reinforce and strengthen that area. And that brings me to my next point, which is prolapse. So prolapse, similar to a hernia, is when your contents work their way through either the vaginal canal or the rectum. So we don't want that either. You want to make sure that you are strengthening that pelvic floor so that it can handle and withstand any of the pressures coming from your working out. So I don't really have to worry about prolapse because I had C-section. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You are still susceptible to prolapse even if you've had a C-section. And that is because, think about how many months went by that you had that extra weight pushing downwards on your pelvic floor. So even if you did not give vaginal birth, you still are susceptible to a prolapse also, and rectal prolapse. All those muscles and tendons and inner workings have been stretched out. And so they're going to be susceptible to any mismanagement of pressure, doing something wrong, even sneezing. So we really want to focus on strengthening the area. That's why it's really important to take care of yourself after baby and really kind of focus on doing some rehab work. And it's almost like when you've injured your knee or something, maybe you've had knee surgery. Well, when you go back to working out after knee surgery, you don't go back to where you left off. You dial it down and you start slow with rehabbing exercises. You work on some range of motion. You work on building strength. This is no different at all. It is unfortunate how many moms out there have not been told this stuff. You may feel fine. And that's a pretty common for a lot of women that I see that all of a sudden have prolapse. It was never an issue before. And it was because no one prepared them for this. And I really want to be here to prepare and support you through this. Now, in that same vein, when it comes to things like diastasis and prolapse and hernias, a lot of this can also be because of the hormones that are going through your body. Hormones that cause your ligaments and tendons to be a little bit more soft than they used to for the purpose of labor, to be able to deliver. These hormones go around and all your ligaments and tendons, they're just like a spaghetti noodle. I've seen some different studies on different time frames, and some studies say it could be like 5 months and you're still dealing with this ligament laxity, and it could extend longer if you are breastfeeding. And even like this post-breastfeeding timeframe where your body is reestablishing itself when it comes to hormonal changes. Another thing is you can have injuries somewhere else in your body. It doesn't need to be your core or your pelvic floor. It could be a shoulder joint. It could be a knee joint because you still have this ligament laxity issue going on. So if you jump in and you're like, I'm going to start doing kipping pull-ups because that's where I sort of left off and I want to focus, like that's my goal. Remember that you still have that ligament laxity. So you go and you do a nice kip and then all of a sudden you dislocate a shoulder or something like that. No bueno, guys. So that's why it's important. Treat it like a knee injury or a hip injury where you're going to need to rehab things properly. So going through my list, leakage, urinary leakage. A lot of women in the gym assume that leakage, peeing your pants, is one, normal, or two, a badge of honor. And a couple of months ago, maybe November-ish, I did an episode for a device that actually is FDA approved to help with leakage. There are a lot of exercises that can help with leakage, and leakage is caused for a number of reasons, especially when it comes to working out. A lot of women that jump into high intensity training, a lot of it is because you don't know how to relax properly. And it's not necessarily because you need to tighten up and do some crazy Kegels. I have so many podcasts and so many videos specifically about leakage. So if you are more concerned about leakage, if that's something that you're suffering from right now, that's near and dear to me. And I really love to help women that suffer from leakage. So check out my blog as well as other podcasts, because we go into a lot of detail about that. If you have any other questions, maybe something just at the top of your mind, put it in the Facebook group or send me a DM and I will chat with you a little bit more about any leakage concerns you have, because leakage is not necessarily cut and dry, pun intended, but there are more than one kinds of leakage or incontinence. And then there are a number of solutions because each type of incontinence may have multiple reasons as to why that is happening. So leakage is more individually specific. That's why leakage is a very big topic and very common for a lot of women. So leakage is another reason why maybe you should not just go balls to the wall right after the doctor clears you. You want to make sure that we have got control of your bladder before you start putting more stress and irritation on this already stressed and irritated bladder. Don't worry. It is something that for most women is totally solvable with exercises and medical devices, something that you don't have to live with forever, and you don't have to rely on things like medication also. So let me recap what we've got so far. So I talked about diastasis, prolapse, leakage, and hernia, and our loose ligaments. And then I want to talk about the thing that all moms deal with, and that is fatigue. And so life has changed, especially if you are a first-time mom, or maybe you have a toddler, and then now you've got a baby now. Chances are you're not sleeping. Chances are you might be a little stressed, a little overwhelmed. For a lot of people, getting out of the house and working out or having some special time to yourself to work out really helps you clear your mind and clears your head. And I am totally on board with that. Now, sometimes there is a point where working out when you're tired, when you're exhausted, fatigued, and I'm sure you've experienced this when you've been, you know, sick with the flu or a cold in the past, is at some point your body just needs a little bit more rest and a decrease of intensity. Yes, movement is great. Exercises are great, but your body might be too fatigued at this moment to handle high intensity, might be too fatigued to handle a run. So maybe you just walk instead. Maybe instead of doing a CrossFit WOD, maybe you just do a few resistance exercises. So a dialed down version of, you know, what you would typically do, because you know what happens, especially when you are sick, you know, that feeling when you're like, all right, I just need to get this workout in. I don't care if I'm sick. I'm really focused on losing weight at the moment. And then you go and you're sick and you're overtired, and then you do this crazy workout. What happens? You injure yourself or you feel worse. You just make yourself even more sick. And then you're unable to jump back to your tasks. So if that, whether that is parenting, or if you're working, so you want to make sure that there's a little bit of balance there. So you might not be ready to start doing hardcore workouts just because of the level of fatigue and stress that your body is going through. And we don't want to overstress, over fatigue your body. That is going to do a disservice to just about every area of your life. Okay. Hopefully I was able to explain that pretty well for you. That totally clicked and made sense. So next is breathing. And this one takes a lot more convincing of moms because we don't think about breathing. And it's not something that we think that we have to retrain or readjust because of pregnancy and the changes that the body has had to undergo. All of our organs, our diaphragm was smushed. Ribs had to expand to accommodate for this. Maybe you have a C-section scar. Maybe your belly just expanded insane amount. So what's happening with all of those muscles of respiration are out of whack. They're overstressed. They've expanded. They're not where they used to be. And they're not connected. So when I say connected, I mean from a mind and body perspective when it comes to nerve firing, nerve conduction. So a little bit of that has been disconnected because everything's just kind of been stretched out and they're all in different places. So breathing is actually one of the more important things that we need to reestablish before we start returning to things like high intensity training or running you know, hardcore cycling, because if you are someone that engages in high intensity, like plyometrics or running, you know, breathing really helps you get through your workouts. And if you're not breathing well, you're not breathing efficiently, or the mechanism of breathing is not coordinated properly, that's going to do a disservice to your exercises. And it's also going to cause your body to struggle and inappropriately manage pressure when you are working out, which can lead to some of these other injuries that I talked about earlier in this conversation. So although we may not think of breathing on a moment-to-moment basis, it's just a natural thing that we do, that can have a huge impact on what's going on in your workouts, how you are supporting your body from and preventing injuries. Breathing is huge for supporting the core and the pelvic floor when you are working out. Breathing is something that we take for granted, and it is the most important thing that we can work on after baby to bulletproof our body. So don't discount breathing. And secondary to breathing is posture. Because we've been in this adjusted posture position for a number of months, our muscles, our ribs, the pelvis, everything is in a different position than it used to be. You know, your center of gravity has changed. So you may notice that balance-based exercises that you used to do, you can't do them anymore because the whole body is not where it used to be. So posture is another thing that is really important to take the time and reestablish, put the body back to where it used to be. So that is important to spend time reestablishing before jumping into exercises after baby, which kind of brings me down to my final point, which is a lot of trainers and even some of your doctors that gave you clearance are clueless of this, or they don't think it's important enough to mention to you that, one, your breathing has changed. We need to reestablish that pattern. Two, your body has changed from a posture standpoint. Maybe we should work on getting that back to where it was, or at least as close as we could. And maybe if you had bad posture before, maybe you could try to even be better than you were before when it comes to posture. Doctors fail to sometimes mention to women about ligament laxity, that it can continue to go on while breastfeeding, even for up to, you know, 5 months if you're not breastfeeding. And then a lot of times, a lot of trainers are not briefed or educated on managing pressure so that you can prevent things like prolapse, or teach you what's going on with your body so that you don't have to suffer from things like leakage. So really important that if you are not getting the help that you need from your doctor, if they just said, okay, go ahead, you can do whatever you want, I think it's time that you look elsewhere to get some additional assistance. And if you jump into some of these boot camps after baby, a lot of times these trainers are not educated on how to take care of your body after baby, how to rebuild after baby, how to reestablish, how to prevent certain things. I actually had on the podcast a trainer who initially, she was, because she just looked amazing, she was offered to teach like a stroller mom class. And in the stroller mom class, none of the trainers actually had a background in education on what things to look for, how to progress moms in, how to start. It was really just like, let's jump in and go. Let's just get these moms to sweat. Let's get these moms to lose weight. But without educating and properly training them of the things that can go wrong or how to prevent certain things. So it's really important that after baby, when you're ready to get back to exercise, you need to find someone, some workout program that is going to take you through step by step in a progressive nature, so that you prevent all of these problems that I spend time going over with you today. And, you know, there is something called a pelvic floor physical therapist. Super important. If there is one thing I would tell all moms to do after baby is to go and, you know, get checked out, get an assessment done by a pelvic floor physical therapist, and they can see where some of your strengths and weaknesses are. And then from there, now that you are armed with the education of what's going on with your body, then you can cater your fitness program based upon that knowledge you've gained. Feel free to send me a DM or a message in the Facebook group about any of these things that have confused you. And I do have solutions for these problems. I'm sure you've heard me talk about them ad nauseum on my page, strongmomsfitness.com/programs. I do have a number of programs for this fourth, fifth trimester window. I have one that is full body inclusive, which we start on all of these things. Week one, we focus on breathing. Week two, we focus on posture. And then we start working on the pelvic floor and then the core, and then strengthening the back. So just systematically are strengthen the whole body through that program. And that one's called Rebuild After Baby. And then I have another program that's a really quick ebook / workout plan that is meant mainly for core strengthening, core rehabbing, flattening the abs. So it's going to help moms that are struggling with diastasis. If you want to avoid hernias while still strengthening your core and your pelvic floor, really help with reestablishing breathing. It is Flat Abs After Baby. Both of them are available on my website, strongmomsfitness.com/programs. But if you have more questions about those, hit me up, but they're on my website full of information. I'm going to again go from the list top to bottom of the 9 reasons why returning to running high intensity training after your doctor clears you for working out after baby, and why this can derail your fitness goals, prevent you from losing weight, because you'll be stuck on the sidelines. And so things like diastasis can be a functional problem. Things like prolapse can prevent you from doing a lot of exercise. Things like leakage, not only embarrassing, but there is a functional problem going on there that needs to be fixed. Things like hernia. Remember, those ligaments and tendons and soft tissue of the body is not as supportive as it used to be. So if you jump into a kip, you might throw out a shoulder. It's not necessarily just your pelvis. It is the whole body. Remember, sometimes you just might be too tired to work out intensely. It's going to do you and your body a disservice. And then of course, remember things like breathing and posture, they're all out of whack. Those need to be reestablished. If you don't reestablish them, it's going to be a struggle if you can't breathe properly when you're doing high intensity training. That's going to cause a pressure mismanagement, and it's an underlying cause of a lot of these injuries that we talked about. A lot of it can be dialed back to breathing and pressure management. And then remember, you're in this forward position now. Maybe you weren't before. Your center of balance, gravity, it is different now. Just because you pop the baby out doesn't mean everything goes back to the way it used to be. So you do need to spend some time getting it back there. Again, treat yourself like you've been injured. What happened when you've undergone a previous injury? How did you get back into things? Think about that. And then maybe dial it a bit, because it, you know, pregnancy affects the whole body. And then finally, don't 100% put all your trust in your trainer or your doctor when it comes to what you can and cannot do in regards to exercise, because a lot of times they don't know. They were not educated or taught what can happen after baby if you do not properly rebuild, re-strengthen, re-establish those breathing and posture patterns. So those were the 9 reasons. If you have any questions, hit me up in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, that's my homework for you today, is to either find the link in the show notes or just search on the Facebook search, Strong Moms Fitness Pregnancy and Postpartum Support Group. I'll be there to provide you all the support you need. Feel free, ask questions, even send me a private message if you're a little bit uncomfortable. If you've got some rectal prolapse and you don't want to bring that up to the group, I'm here for you in a private message. Totally okay. And then also, if you're like, oh my gosh, remember, I do have programs and services to help you. So strongmomsfitness.com/programs is where I have all my ways in which I can help you. So I want to thank you today, whether you are watching me in the Facebook group or if you are joining me through the podcast. I want to thank you for sticking around and checking me out. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you next week on another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast or on my next live on Facebook. So thanks so much.
Thanks for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.